Hey, nobody there for here. Make I just throw away this dirty here now.
Hi, stop her. You won't kill us?
Now for where you want make I throw away am now? As there's been no day, no incinerator, and no place to throw away this dirty. After all, real one for we go push and throw away.
Come out for here. You know here waiting new map, don't they tell us? This dirty way you throw away, if it block drainage, if it can't block, flow go day. Disease go day. Picking if it can't die. Or you know, say flow they bring malaria, cholera, and other yamayama disease them. You see, say it go fit key person. I beg, no kill us all.
I beg, me I no want wahala. I no go do am again. Me this environmental sanitation people no come catch me.
Let us save our environment and save our life.
This message is brought to you by Nigeria Erosion and Watershed Management Project, NEWMAP.
It's exactly 32 minutes going past the hour of 8, and I'm sure that you just heard that jingle that just played on the airwaves right now. It's the way to herald in our guest. I told you we have guests who are coming to talk to us about something very important and something that we should all sit up and take notice of. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hit Breakfast Show. My name is UK, and I'm introducing to you NEWMAP. NEWMAP is in the studio today, and they're represented by three very, very wonderfully looking guests, and I'll introduce them. We have the project coordinator, Dr. Fidelis Anukwa. He's right here in the building. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Dr. Fidelis.
Good morning. I'm glad to have to be here.
Okay, I'll share something with you, but let me just do all of the introductions all around. We also have the communications officer in the person of Mrs. Afyong Anita. Mrs. Afyong is in the building. Good morning, Mrs. Afyong.
Good morning.
Okay, and we have the livelihood and safeguard officer, Mr. Henry Onwe. Mr. Henry, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Okay, now after saying all the good mornings all around, let me tell you, we have a tradition on this show. Every guest who comes here has to say good morning in a particular language every week. And this week, we're saying good morning in the language spoken by the Abi people of Cross River State. It's the language spoken by the Agbo people of Adadama in Abi. And they say Avona. That's good morning in that language. So Avona, you have to indulge Cross Riverians by saying Avona to them instead of good morning. So, Mr. Project Coordinator, sir, if you could indulge us by just saying Avona.
Avona.
You tried. Okay. Livelihood Safeguard Officer, Mr. Henry Onwe.
Avona.
Avona. You. Good try. Good try. And Mrs. Anita.
Avona.
Congratulations.
What I tried doing is to speak the dialect part, the dialect aspect of my own.
Oh,
we speak
which
the
is,
same language.
Oh.
Ekureku.
Wow. Like we knew you were coming. You're very welcome to the show, sir.
Thank
it's good
you.
To have you here this morning. Okay. You know, we've been hearing a lot about NEWMAP, and I know that many people are asking, what exactly is NEWMAP? You know, what does NEWMAP stand for? What does NEWMAP do? And there's so many questions in the minds of people. So before we go into anything, let's just ask you, sir, that's the State Project Coordinator, what does NEWMAP stand for?
Thank you very much, UK. NEWMAP stands for the Nigerian Erosion and Watershed Management Project. It's a World Bank-sponsored project with the participation of the state government and the federal government. We currently have that project running in 19 states of the Federation. And basically, the project is meant to reduce vulnerability to soil erosion in critical watersheds. Coming down is actually meant to, one, to address the issue of gully erosion, address the issue of poverty within the catchment, within communities in the catchment, and also address the issue of creating awareness on how to reduce the incidence of gully erosion within our environment.
Okay, so Cross River State is one of the states.
Yes, one of the participating states in this project.
Okay, that's great, sir. So, what are the objectives of NEWMAP, particularly in the 19th state? What exactly is the objective of NEWMAP?
The PDO, the project, the real objective is to reduce vulnerability to soil erosion in critical watersheds.
Okay, could you break that down?
What that means is that the project is meant to undertake activities that will reduce the impacts of erosion in the environment within the targeted communities or targeted watersheds where the project is operating. And in doing that, we create awareness, which is why we are here in the studio today, to create awareness on the drivers of erosion, gully erosion, as well as what you need to do when there is erosion and how to manage the land sustainably and to manage the people in a manner that their life is better off, impacting on them, because poverty is also a driver to erosion.
Okay, one would think it was the other way around, that erosion is the driver to poverty. But okay, these are all interesting things that we're very glad to have you here, so we get to learn all of these things. You said, as you talk about drivers to erosion, what to do, how to manage it, and to tackle also poverty in these areas, the 19 states, of which Cross River State is one. Let me ask you, how long has NUMAP been operational for? How long has NUMAP been around for?
About 4 years now. Four years running. NUMAP has been on for about 4 years running.
And in Cross River State.
Cross River State is among the first wave of seven mover states that undertook NUMAP activities in the country before we have the other layers of states joining.
Okay. We're very, very glad to have you in the studio, because we know that right now there's some news we're hearing from around Cross River State, some part where the state has been so, you know, taken in by erosion. Erosion has eaten into some parts of the land and people are suffering and they're crying now. So we're very glad to have you. So everybody, wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, you know, call your neighbor, call your friend, ask them to gather around the radios, because they need to get this information. It's very, very timely and it's very, very important. Okay. Let me ask you, still on you, sir, but then I can ask the livelihood and safeguarding officer to comment on that, but let me come to you. You talked about erosion sites as has to do with selection and of course management intervention, all of that. What is the criteria for erosion site selection for intervention?
Yeah, we usually for Cross River have a lot of sites, but because we can't intervene in all of them, the project has come up with a selection criteria. One of them is the severity of the site. How much threat does it pose to life and property, to infrastructure?
Okay.
The other one is the dynamics that play out on the sites. How active is it? Is it very active? Is it dormant? Is this something that can wait for tomorrow? Is this something that can be tackled immediately?
So could you explain that further? You know, talk about the
dynamics.
Okay,
fine. The dynamics now we look at, okay, there are some erosion sites, after just small rainfall, you will notice substantial depreciation in that site. A lot of earth would have moved on. Some, even if after heavy rain, the difference may not be substantial.
Okay.
So the active nature of the erosion depends on how much the erosion site expands, how much it takes houses, per season or per rainfall, per all that. That's why we look at, is it so active? Is it the activity? Is this something that we can wait for and treat it next year? Or something that we must, if we don't take an action now, it will create a devastation that will be beyond our control. So those are one of the criteria. And beyond that is the criteria of talking about spread. Spread. You know, the project is the Cross River State project. And as such, we spread to every part of Cross River State. So spread is a key criteria in selection of intervention sites.
Okay, so no part of the state gets left out. So wherever there's a erosion site, you try to spread the new map intervention across
this
area.
Yes, you try to spread.
Of course, taking into consideration the severity or the dynamics to also as well. Okay, let me ask the livelihood officer and the person of Mr. Henry Onwe to just, you know, add to what the PC has said as the project coordinator in terms of severity and threat to life. Have you really seen the site in Cross River State that, you know, erosion has posed a threat to the people, either the houses crumbling, falling away, or, you know, like, what has been your experience with dealing with the severity of these erosion sites, particularly in Cross River State?
Okay, thank you very much, UK. It's been a very wonderful experience. Just like my project coordinator have said, erosion in Cross River State is, people keep saying that the menace is, the rate is higher in the southeastern part of Nigeria, but I can confirm that Cross River State has the highest level of this menace. If you take Ikon Kebre, for instance, now, one of our sites that we are intervening, just before we finished conducting our resettlement action plan for that site, we observed that the few rains that fell in November, about six buildings collapsed. and buildings are still collapsing. It's quite pathetic, but as an office, we are also doing the needful to make sure that these things are restored back to the former position. Like my project coordinator said, how erosion affects critical social facilities is one of the key criteria. If you look at the Bibosco area, they call it Watim Gol erosion site. Mm. You can see the high tension transmission pool around that area by the gully head there, by Bibosco Junction. Before our intervention, several other agencies have intervened. The pool was almost collapsing, but not for our intervention. That place has been stabilized by now. We choose that site because if that transmission line collapsed, the entire Calabar is not going to have electricity at all, and the major highway would have cut off. So we would have been using Oludupani Road, and you can imagine the kind of social pressure that would have been on that road. So NUMAP is working, and everything is going on well.
Okay, let me, what communications officer now, let me ask you, Mrs. Anita, what exactly is the lifespan of the project, the NUMAP project?
Thank you very much, Ikeria. The project is an 8-year project. It's for 8 years. And in that 8 years, now we have 19 states that have joined. We started with 7, now we have 19. And most states are even angling to join the project.
Okay. All right. And then the components of NUMAP, what makes up NUMAP? The components of NUMAP. Let me ask the livelihood officer.
Okay, thank you very much, UK. I'll just break it down for the understanding of our people. NUMAP has 4 components. But on the practical aspect of it, we have the hardware component and the software component. The hardware component has to do with all the civil works. Our civil works is a combination of bioremediation and concrete works. So if you go to our intervention site, you see some areas where we are using concrete works, and then you see some area where we are planting grasses of various species and trees. The essence of our doing that is to stabilize the soil, because the concrete works alone is not going to hold the soil to prevent future occurrence. The software component has to do with the people who live around this catchment. How do we lift them out of poverty? NUMAP has a unique strategy. For every site we are intervening, while the civil work is going on, we are also looking at how we can lift the people out of poverty. And we support activities that are environmental friendly. So if you go to our sites now, currently we are training, we have just concluded training for about 415 persons in various trades of their choice, ranging from hairdressing, barbing, tailoring, fish farming, poultry, and all that. We have concluded that training, and we have gone a step further to organize business management training for our beneficiaries. Because if you give them just the skills training alone without the art of managing the business, they will not succeed, from our own experience. So we are combining the skills training and the management training. These trainings have been concluded. In a couple of weeks now, we are going to disburse funds to them to enable them to establish their business.
So that's how community members can participate and benefit from NUMAP intervention in the state. So you go a step further, not just solving the erosion problem, but you also solve the people problem too.
Yes, by lifting them out of poverty.
Okay, that's a very, very encouraging thing to hear. I'm going back to you, PC. So I'd like to ask you, what exactly are the implementation strategies of NUMAP? How do you implement all of this hardware and software that you talked about? How do you implement them?
Thank you so much. We have a watershed approach whereby all stakeholders are carried on board, whereby we discuss and dialogue with all the stakeholders. We put the activities of the project on the table, and we discuss them and come up with the best approach to addressing them. And of course, in doing that, the community play a central role, because they are the factor that will sustain the project beyond the project lifespan. So we put them at the center of every activities we do, and we do that by ensuring that each of the communities where we intervene have a community development association and also have a site committee. These two committees are critical in the success of the project, because they are the ones that report back to the communities and act as a liaison between us and the community, and also supervise and look at what the contractors on sites are doing. Mm. So we also, beyond that, we also have a layer of institutional arrangement that ensure that the project succeeds. We have what is called the State Steering Committee of the project and the State Technical Committee of the project. These two layers of committees are meant to to give oversight function to the project, to supervise and give direction to the project, and also to report to His Excellency on the activities of the project from time to time. So we have, beyond the state level operations, we also have the federal government level, the World Bank level, that come regularly on supervision mission to see what we are doing, to give us support, implementation support, to ensure that that we say we will do, we have actually done them. So the project is so elaborate and robust management strategy, such that different people, different times, come to see what we are doing.
Okay, thank you very much, PC, for that answer. I will have to go on a very quick break. When we get back from the break, we'll go straight to the phone lines. Ask Crossriverians, wherever you are, call in and let's talk to Newmap. Ask Newmap the questions you've always wanted to ask them on the intervention and, of course, the erosion and watershed management project, which is Newmap, this morning on the Hit Breakfast Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm High Chief Adam Duke. You're listening to the Hit Breakfast Show on Hit FM 95.9 Calabar.
Hey, nobody dey for here. Make I just throw away this dirty here now.
Hi, stop him. You want kiosk?
Now for where you want make I throw away am now? As there's been no day, no incinerator, and no place to throw away this dirty. After all, real one for we go push and throw away.
Comot for here. You know hear waiting new map, don't they tell us? This dirty where you throw away, if you block drainage, if you come block, flow go day. Disease go day. Picking if you can't die. Or you know say flow they bring malaria, cholera, and other yamayama disease them. You see say it go fit key person. I beg, no kill us all.
I beg, me I no want wahala. I no go do am again. Make this environmental sanitation people no come catch me.
Let us save our environment and save our life.
This message is brought to you by Nigeria Erosion and Watershed Management Project, Newmark.
Ah, beef by Shay.
That was brought to you from Newmap, talking to you about all things that have, you know, come to help us with. That's particularly on erosion and watershed erosion in Nigeria. And we're here in Cross River State, and we know that these things actually affect us a lot. Cotton Cabaret has been mentioned. There are other sites in the state. There are other sites in the capital too that actually have been affected. So we'll be going over now to a phone line to talk to Cross Riverians. Call in and let's have this conversation. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask Newmap? Do you have any comments, reactions? Hello? Hello? Okay, I can't quite hear you. You have to call us back, 0700-959-44836. Where's our first caller? This R. Colina, let's talk. Let's have the conversation. While we're waiting for the callers to talk, let me ask you, what exactly is the progress made so far on the state contribution? I'm coming to you. That question is for you, PC. What is the progress? How contributory, you know, has it been around here?
Yeah, that has been quite interesting. Our state governor, His Excellency Professor Ben Ayaden, digital governor, is a man of the environment and is giving us all the support we need to ensure that Newmap succeeds. Financially, he's there. He has paid his counterpart contribution to the project. Politically, he's also giving us all the support. So as far as the state is concerned, our head is high.
Please turn off your radio when you call us. Turn off your radio. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name? Where are you calling the Hit Breakfast Show from? Avona.
My name is Sebastian.
Sebastian, we have Newmap in the building. Talk to us.
Yes. I want to ask one question. This Newmap project, is it only mainly for Calabar region, or they are treating erosion trade pipe? So the Paralugu government, like Apabuyo and Adupane and around. But mainly what I see is just they are flashing a trip site in the Calabar metropolis. And then, have they doing anything in other local governments? But it's like, it's only Newmap that is working at the station.
Thank you so much for that question. I will let the PC answer. You answer that question. Is it only in Calabar, or do you spread across other parts of the state too?
I think the project is across the state, and we not only work in Calabar, we also work in Calabar South, And we're also scaling out to Ubudu, Ogoja, Yala, local government.
You mentioned Akpabio.
And then, but we don't have a site right now at Akpabio. But with time, we can get to Akpabio.
That's a very fast spread. You know, you've spread up onto the northern part of the state.
Yeah. We are looking at the geopolitical zones and the ecological distribution of the states.
Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the Hit Breakfast Show. Okay.
Yeah, I'm born now, UK.
Ezeza Paul.
I wanted to ask the lady and gentleman in the studio, do they have
new
an
map.
Office or a unit that interfaces with the public so that people can possibly, if there's an erosion site anywhere, one can possibly let them know, or they have maybe a team that goes around going in search of erosion sites. I don't know how they operate anyway.
Okay.
I wanted to know that.
Thank you. The communications officer, you know, will answer that. Mrs. Anita.
Yes, so you can. We have our office at plot 208 Bible Way, State Housing. You can reach us there. And we have our phone lines. We have a dedicated phone for the office. If you get to the office, you can get us. You can to lay your complaints.
Okay, all right. So their office is located at
Plot 208
Bible Way State Housing. So for the members of the public who would like to interface with New Map, you like to, people can bring erosion sites to your attention, can't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Sure, they
okay,
can,
so
can.
Who, the person who asked that question, I'm sure you've heard the answer. You can bring it to their attention. Just go to their office at Plot 208 Bible Way State Housing. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, good morning, UK.
Avona. What's your name? Where are you calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Pastor Afiong.
Pastor Afiong, welcome to the show. Talk to us. New Map is here.
Thank you. I want to know because there is two differences between the erosion and flooded erosion area and flooded areas. Does this agency take care of erosion only, but the areas that are prone to floods, people that have during the rain, the whole house shall be flooded? Do they not take consideration as well?
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Let the PC answer that.
Thank you very much, Pastor. We are actually, for now, more concerned with gully erosions that are outside the control of government, what the state government cannot easily dish out resources because of the recession. So, but for master plan of this, I understand there is a state master plan for Calabar in particular, and that if people build according to that master plan, the issue of flooding would have been drastically reduced. And if people stop dumping refuse into the drainages, flooding matter would have been reduced substantially.
Okay, thank you very much, PC. I assure you, sir, and the communications officer, Dr. That's prophetic. Mrs. Anita, that we can't exhaust all that we should. I think there should be a series of public enlightenment just coming once in a while, you know, to talk to the people of Cross River, let them know exactly what New Map is doing for the people and how exactly the people can plug into the policies and projects of New Map. So are we getting a promise from you that you will come on air regularly to talk about this periodically, so people understand and know more. Okay,
I'll show you that.
Okay, from the BNS3. Oh, okay, that's very great. Thank you very, very much for being here this morning. We have to leave it here. And Mrs. Anita has just told me that she'll communicate their phone number to me, and then, of course, I'll give it to you maybe tomorrow. Okay, it's been the Hit Breakfast Show. We've been talking with New Map this morning, and thank you for being on the show this morning.
Thank you for
New Map
me.
Is here, located at number plot
208 okay. Bible Way.
State Housing. So you can go there and make any inquiries you need to make right now. It's 57 minutes going past the hour of 3. The Hit Breakfast Show will be wrapped up in a bit. Don't go anywhere.
Why you they always look your neighbor house like say something they wrong? Na rainwater harvester, then they call am o. As you see am so, no be useless thing at all because the thing gets plenty benefits to them and to our environment. As you see rainwater harvesting so, to get am no cost at all. And the thing they easy to construct and maintain. No be only that one o, it go also save you money for water bills and you go get water to use during dry season. Another benefit where rainwater harvesting get to our environment be say, it they help reduce damage to our soil because the plenty water where they fall for ground they flow to cause flood go reduce. You don't sabi say that thing get plenty benefit for us and for our environment.
Be wise. Harvest water from your roofs and reduce runoff. Adopt rainwater harvesting today.
This message is brought to you by Nigeria Erosion and Watershed Management Project, NUMAP.
Beef by 58 minutes gone past the hour of 8 and we absolutely have to leave it there. It's been fun riding with you this morning on the Hit Breakfast Show. Hashtag where is Dr. Groove? Enter on social media and get a chance to win airtime from me, UK. This is music of Fast the Bad Guy. It's titled Where Don't Sa. Enjoy till I come your way tomorrow morning. Stay with your best music, best talk radio station as we bring you the best of music and the best of talk. Have a wonderful Thursday.
Problem kid, you dey pop butt when you dey club, but your rent dey hard you to pay up. You dey owe money since last year, but now brown new Jeep where you drive here. You dey puzzle but give this fine girl. You dey tell Mary say you will die yet. So you get seven babes, you dey take shine, and you promise all marriage at the same time. And you claim that you came from the north side, but your name is James on the